That's, you do it a little bit more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Hocutt, Kirby Hocutt, to the stage.
Thank you.
So I told you Monday that one of my first calls was to Ryan Young, because I've known him for a long time. And then when I moved to town, Ryan Young said, "Do you know my friend Kirby?" And I'm like, "I think his sons go to school." So I came over to your house, and then I realized, hey, Kirby's a big deal. He's the athletic director. And then his office is better than mine, and he has good coffee. So I go over there every once in a while. But here's what you want to know before we ever begin. What Ryan remembered about Kirby is the kind of man that he was. He goes to church. If you go to Monterey, he goes to church with us. I'm going to ask you about his faith here in a little bit. His wife, Diane, and kids are just awesome. And those are his first priorities. And so the second call I made, I told him, actually the first call, we got to get you in chapel to talk about your faith. So before we get going further, we were in the same conference in high school. He's a little bit younger. And I want you to show those pictures, if you would. Go ahead. You had that. Oh, look at that. That's Kirby as a Sherman Bearcat. And I'm pretty sure you do have, you know, CTE, because those helmets were awful. And where did you have half shirts?
We had half shirts, but look at the forearm pads, right? And the neck roll. Yeah, those are not in style anymore.
Neck rolls, forearm pads. We did beat y'all. But over here, he got his master's at OU, but he was a three-time Big Eight. If that, remember, that's the old conference at Kansas State. Now, I got one more picture, and we're going to play Where's Waldo just for fun. Look at this one. Now, just look at him, and I can, I'm going to go, which one do you, point at the one that you think is Kirby. Who started Raider? Who was that? Okay, which one's Kirby? Bottom right.
What did he say?
He said bottom right. That's... No.
I wish.
You see the guy, Kansas State, XXL? Look at him. Oh, my word. He was jacked up. Still an amazing specimen of a man.
This is not off to a good start.
No.
I don't know where this is going.
I did warn you. And thank you. We did have an idea. Okay. We're not going to talk about this, but I told him you were so nice because the day of the press conference, I didn't watch your press conference about tortillas. And I said, hey, we think it'd be fun. I'll even clean it up. Josh and I were going to give everybody tortillas. I'm like, well, this is going to be a lot of fun. He goes, okay, but for the first time in a long time, we have our best team, FBS contention, and we're talking tortillas. And I'm like, oh, man, this is so funny. He goes, but whatever you want to do. And then Josh and I that night about 10:30 or 11 watched the press conference. And we were like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I will say the man who prayed for you today actually brought a pack of tortillas. And Josh is like, we're two packs of tortillas. And he apologized. And then we prayed over you. So that's the only thing we're going to say about tortillas. Right here, Kirby, in front of all these people. I know a lot about you, but can you tell us about coming to faith in Jesus and your walk in with Jesus? How did all that begin?
Well, you got to give me a chance first to...
Tortillas.
Okay,
go ahead.
You went there.
Tried. I know.
We've talked a lot about tortillas the last couple weeks. We've even talked about pocket knives, if you've followed Texas Tech football and the game against Kansas and how they accused us of throwing a pocket knife and hitting one of their staff members, but we have it on video of the object falling from one of their staff's pocket on the ground. And I heard somebody yell, Arizona State? Surely there's not a Sun Devil in this crowd, is there? Somebody was just harassing.
Y'all are... We have various denominations, even Sun Devils.
Even Sun Devils.
So that's... We have a conversion process.
So I wanted to say, I talked to my counterpart here at LCU this morning, Andrew Sorrells, who I think a lot of. Andrew was a student athlete at Texas Tech since I've been the athletics director. We talk frequently. So I was coming in peace to say horns down tonight, right? With the Chaps in Austin.
Yep.
So much respect for what Coach Gomez has built here, and hope they go down and give the Longhorns the best shot tonight. So
it's good. Look how clean we're being too. That's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So Faith.
Yeah. So, you know, I was raised in a Christian home. Faith was always something that was priority for our family. I grew up in the Church of Christ. I grew up going to church on Sunday mornings, on Sunday nights, on Wednesday nights, grew up active in the youth group, grew up going to Bible bowls and competing there. And so it was always an aspect of our family and of my childhood. Obviously, my parents raised me that way. I had a grandmother who was very committed to her faith. I was close to her. I would go stay with her at times. You know, she was always reading the Bible. She was singing songs. I mean, it didn't matter, 24 hours a day.
Can you still hear those songs? I'm not going to ask you to sing them, but
thank you.
You remember.
I do. They were the old traditional Church of Christ hymns, and remember it well. So for me, growing up, it's really not an exciting story, but it's my story, right? And I think around the fifth grade, I lived in Sherman, Texas, as you saw up there. And it was one Sunday afternoon after church. I don't remember a lot of things that happened 2 days ago, but I remember certain things. And I remember this. I was in the back seat of my parents' car. We were driving home after church, or we were going to lunch. And I just, I felt inside of me, it's time. It's time to make my faith my own. It's time to get baptized. It's time to take that step, you know, and officially, you know, claim that Jesus is the Savior. And so it was that afternoon that I was baptized, and I remember so clearly after that, leaving the church and driving away, just the peace and the joy that you feel in your heart after that, and just the calmness and the confidence that set over me. So that was my story. I was raised in the church, and around that time in my life, it was just something that I knew it was time, and continue to feel that same joy and peace, you know, inside today.
And why I wanted them to hear that story is getting to see, you know, we met in our 50s, which is different, and to be able, before I even knew what you were doing and who you were, if you will, we talked about a mutual friend. I'm like, man, these people are hospitable. And I love leaders that they hold their position lightly and they serve, and you could just tell there's a higher calling on their life. And you're one of those, I'll just have to say. And I'd seen your kids don't lie, and I'm like, these kids are way too good to have what they have. Diane is way too sweet for you, like Lisa's too sweet for me. They, you know, God blesses people like us. But I'm going to read a few things here because I joke with you all the time. I'm not so sure I would have your job. And not just Tortilla Gate, but NIL. And I don't mean to have post-traumatic stress at NIL. Oh, my gosh. Everyone, give money. But we have a campaign that you're involved with, more than $500 million initiative. That wasn't just football, 17 programs. And then the South End Zone, which is $242 million. And, of course, our mutual friend, that Dustin Womble, I'm not throwing a name. He's a Lubbock Christian product, and he's a philanthropist. All of that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You were Under Armour Athletics Director of the Year, which is a big deal. Now will you be – is there an Adidas Under Armour Adidas Person of the Year?
Not that I'm aware of.
We'll have – Patrick can do that. So anyway, all of that. And I have to ask you the question, how does your faith, that faith that seems so simple, but I can testify permeates everything you do – Marcy, your staff, they like you, okay? And how weird is that, that you walk into your office and people have respect for you? That's not always the case for high-level leaders. So your faith has permeated all of these discussions, all of the stress. How has your faith informed you? How does that impact your leadership?
Yeah, that's a good question, David. I would say this, that I would go back to probably a time early in my professional career, so it was probably 25 to 28 years ago, and I continue to be a strong believer on purpose, on mission, on values. That in leadership's positions, that is what has to guide you, because you do encounter turbulence, right? Tortillas or this or that, or this coach that you hired is not working out, or this segment of your fan base is upset with you for something in particular. So probably 27, 28 years ago, I said, I've got to identify, I've got to develop a personal mission statement, something that is going to guide me and my actions and how I treat people each and every day. And, you know, at that time I said, okay, well, Kirby is a Christian husband, father, and professional who consistently focuses on serving and leading while aspiring to achieve God's word. So Kirby Oket is a Christian husband, father, and professional in that order who consistently focuses on serving and leading while aspiring to achieve God's word. And
you have that, you wrote it down, but you haven't memorized.
Well, I've had it for 25, 30 years now. And
that's
so
awesome.
Every couple of years, I will take some time and step back and say, okay, let's update it, Kirby. Let's reflect. Let's think about where you are today. And, you know, I will say that I haven't changed it, even though every couple of years you step back and you think, okay, how can I make this more applicable to where I am in life today? And, you know, at that time, maybe being engaged to now being married for 26 years and having, you know, a 23-year-old and a 21-year-old son, it's more applicable today than ever. And it doesn't matter what I encounter in my personal life, in my professional life, in my, you know, in my home, I'm going to be guided by that same purpose statement each and every day. And then, of course, you've got your purpose statement for Texas Tech Athletics. You have your guiding principles, core values for Texas Tech Athletics. But I try to keep my compass pointed north. I am not perfect by any means. I struggle with that purpose statement. It gets bumpy at times. It gets rough. It gets turbulent in any particular situation. But those are my guideposts. That's my boundary. And I make sure I stay within those boundaries and move forward and try to treat people consistently with that.
One of the things I've been impressed by, and I'm going to talk about Wes Kittley for a second. Wes is, if we were a track state, there would be like a side of a mountain made up of his face. I mean, he is incredible. And unfortunately, I'm going to say fortunately, we love football. But, you know, I don't think people understand what an incredible coach he is. But he spent years at Abilene Christian. And so he's a person probably like you. I would imagine you just call him every once in a while and go, give me some wisdom. Because he just, you know, you call him. And he will shoot straight and he'll say, you're too good of a friend for me not to tell you this. Or, I've been down that road, don't do this. And a lot of us have that kind of connection with Wes and stuff, another believer over there. But I love his passion to be light in a dark place. And he just navigates it. And being around that staff, being around Joey, Joey has a prayer list. And we just pray for things, and he's spiritually trying. And that comes from hiring people like that. But I know it, but I just want to know your passion of it is you got to win championships or you don't have a job. That's kind of the business. But y'all really are interested in the whole person when they come, whether it's a big NIL deal or they're a fourth stringer. You want their life to be changed. So at the end when they leave, what do you want your student athletes to be like when they leave Texas Tech Athletics? What are some of those values you were talking about?
Yeah, and I'm lucky, right? I get to work with Wes Kittley and Joey McGuire every day. And, you know, Coach McCasland is obviously very committed and outspoken about his faith as well. Simply, I want our athletes to be better than they were when they came. And college athletics has continued to evolve and change. I tell our coaches, I tell our athletes, you know, Nyjah Kennedy, our softball pitcher, she may only be at Texas Tech for 2 years, but I want her 2 years at Texas Tech to be more impactful for her as an athlete and as a person than her 2 years were at Stanford. And so in 10 years, I want her to closely associate and reflect more fondly on her time as a Red Raider and be associated with the Red Raiders more than her time as a Stanford Cardinal. So, you know, with that, it goes into develop developing the whole person. And in the NIL landscape that we exist in today, we can't forget about it's about the individual, right? Nyjah will know what her NIL deal was. She will know, you know, how many championships she won at Texas Tech. But that's not what's important. It will be how we made her feel during those 2 years. The wins and losses will come and go. You forget about those. But how somebody made you feel, how they influenced your life, that never goes away. And in today's world and age that we live with these cell phones in front of us all the time and social media, what people are saying about you, and that's nonsense. It's about connecting and relationships and the impact that you have on others. So quick story and how we make our athletes feel. Michelle McCord is the superintendent at Friendship High School, and she called me last week, and they're having 100 superintendents, principals, come to Lubbock for a meeting in February. And she said, I want to come. I want to have our breakfast in the North End Zone Club, and then I want to take them on a tour through the Womble Football Center. And she said, Kirby, I came for the Women Behind the Brand program that Debbie McGuire put on. And she said, I was so touched by y'all's commitment to the whole person. And Michelle calls it the whole child. And, you know, everything from nutrition to our equipment attention, and just our attention to detail to the whole person, not just who they are as an athlete, but who they are as a person. And so that's what you want to hear from, you know, leaders within our community, and then with our student athletes. Just, we're going to be committed to them as a whole person and make sure that we grow and develop them to be you know, the leaders in our city, in our state, in our society, and in their families as husbands and wives when they leave us.
And that is awesome. Can we applaud that? That's pretty awesome. So everything we read on the cell phone is not correct? I mean, did I hear you say that?
No. Yes, 100%.
All right. Well, I got some things I've been collecting, so I'll keep sending them to you. That's another random text. So we have a little bit of time, and some of these individuals here, we have some incredible students, as you know, and they are going to do great things. Some of them want to be in sports leadership. Some of them just want to lead in a business. Some of them just want to be a good employee. So here's your chance, okay? Anything you would want to tell your kids, okay, we can cut the recording if you want, if they actually just sit and listen. I have a kid, those kids that age, too. It's amazing. Sometimes they don't hear things, but here you got them. What do they need to know if they want to lead with excellence to the next level of their life when they leave college? What would you tell them?
You know, I think the one thing, and I've told both of my boys this, and I don't know if they heard it or not. I want to believe they have, but life is relational. It's all about relationships. People want to help people, and never be afraid to lean in to the relationships that you have, build and strengthen your relationships each and every day. You know, people open doors for people. And once that door's open, then it's up to you. You will walk through that door, and you will earn opportunities based on who you are and your performance. But every job that I have had, from my first job as an intern at the College Football Association to becoming the athletics director at Ohio University, the University of Miami, and Texas Tech, it was all about a relationship. Somebody helped open the door for me to have the opportunities that I've had. So again, just, you know, make sure you treat people good, you treat people with respect. I know all of you do. And cultivate and nurture those relationships, because they will help you accomplish your dreams.
That's awesome. And again, the first thing Ryan said was, I got a friend over there, because I knew Ryan before I knew Kirby. And that's what he remembered about you, because you were a big-time senior that looked yoked up, and you took care. He was a pretty big knucklehead, he told us, when he was a freshman. And people looked at you for a leader, and that's awesome.
I needed Ryan, too, right? Y'all see me. How big is Ryan?
His hand is about as big as my head. He's scary. So, we're about the same size.
Yeah. Ryan, you know, Ryan was a heck of a football player. And it just so many stories. So Monday night, I had the opportunity to be in Kansas City, and it was for Patrick Mahomes Gala, and it's his foundation, and they raise money for the different communities that he's been a part of. and Lubbock, Texas was featured so prominently in those videos. Things that I did not know that his foundation, the 15 and Mahomes, are contributing back to Lubbock, Texas. And that's one of the things I've got to help facilitate change so this community knows what Patrick's doing through his foundation. But his priorities are Kansas City, Lubbock, and then Tyler, where he grew up. And that night they gave away $1.5 million to different organizations for youth, for food insecurities and the homeless. It was really one of the most touching events that I've been at. And I'm like, here's Patrick Mahomes, who just had a heck of a game against the Oakland Raiders. And the next night, he's out here interacting with us and raising money to help other people. It's to give back. That night, I was sitting at a table, and we got seated. We were seated with the Adidas people that were there, and then Patrick's personal trainer. And his personal trainer and I started talking, and before we finished the conversation, we had put together that we played for G.A. Moore, the very same high school football coach in the state of Texas, and it was an instant connection. And it was not – I don't remember how many games we won when I played high school football, but I remember Coach Moore's impact on my life. Bobby remembered the impact of Coach Moore's impact on our lives, on his life, and it gave us an immediate connection. So, how Coach Moore made us feel that we're still carrying with us two or three decades later, it just speaks to the impact of relationships.
Man, that is awesome. Is Steve here? Gomez? Oh, he's in Texas.
In Austin.
What am I thinking? Thank you for reminding me of our schedule. Go. If you could stand, everybody stand. Can we turn the house lights up just a little bit? We got a couple minutes. I just want us to pray for him and his ministry. And as we do every once in a while, I know there's something about laying hands on, but just kind of, you have a brother in Christ that is in the middle of this, and he's given you a lot of information. And I am just, y'all say this, you're one of us, but you're one of us as well. And we love to say, recommend Peckham. That's really good. Recommend Peckham. Sometimes people don't like to say Peckham, but it's really awesome. So recommend Peckham. Everybody just reach out your hand and let's pray God's blessing. Father, thank you so much for Kirby and the work that he does for our city, but also for Texas Tech. Father, the impact that he has because of the relationships that he has with people like Patrick Mahomes, who, what a story to give $1.5 million away to people who need things. Father, thank you that his priorities and values are such that his faith is lived out. Father, would you give him wisdom? Would you give him courage as he stands between some really difficult situations? And Father, we are thankful that someone in that position, that when his ministry is over, in college and hundreds of years from now, we're sitting around heaven, people will come to know you better because of his work at Texas Tech. So bless him, be with his family, and give him success for your glory. So Jesus, we all say, amen. You are dismissed.